Okay. Simon Reish Zion. What do we say? Vavin Zion?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so talking about the halachas of Nichav HaMe'elim. If there's an oval, right, because meaning not all base sh not all shiva houses have an oval. Right? Let's say there's no let's say if it's Teich Shiva, Mishum
You
Dehami
are
Kumay
freezing.
Lech Larash. What?
You froze.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
Yeah, we can
we
hear
can hear you.
you.
Maybe start from the beginning.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah,
So, Ain
continue.
Arum Hollow, Ain Arum Hollow, based on Nifter, and Yeshum Oval Teich Shiva. You don't say Hallel in the Shiva house. Right, it says La Mason can't praise Hashem, and we can see. So we said the neshama is in the house. So Mamela, don't say it, and that's even if there's no oval there. And if there's another room in the house, and the oval can go to another room, and the tzibur should say halav. If ain cheder acher, if there's no other room, as I berush chaydish ain tzrichin loymer acher kach halav beisam. On Rosh Chodesh, when the people go home, they didn't say halal. Why should a person who's doing an taiva and is saying in davening in an oval's house not at the midst of halal, right? Lemaisa, you can say it at home. Aba Chanukah tzrichin loymer. You don't. I'm saying you don't have to say it at home. You can. Aba Chanukah tzrichin loymer. Halal bebesim. But halal you do need to, because that's more of a chiyuv than halal on Rosh Chodesh. B'mespalim bebes ha'nifta rein shom oval. So davening in bebes ha'nifta, there's no oval. Oy bebes ha'oval she'ena bebes ha'nifta. Or in a bebes oval that's not the bebes nifta. Meaning, let's say it's a child's house or a relative's house. Oymrim gam b'Rosh Chodesh halal, then you say halal on Rosh Chodesh too. I think some disagree with this. But the oval shouldn't say it. If the seventh day of the Shiva is on Chanukah, after people have finished Menachem Oval, is over. The oval should also say halal because it is a chiyuv. And some say that on Chanukah you'd say it in the Beis Ovel with the tzibur, and I'm not sure what the hanhog is lemaisa, but the Ovel himself for sure doesn't say it. Rosh Chodesh shechol b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh was on Shabbos. Aymer halal b'tzibur gam Beis Ovel, de'ein avelus b'Shabbos. Zayin birchas avelim shebe'birchas hamazon lo nigi achshav. The birchas avelim that we do in Birchas Hamazon, it's not a minhag. We are Samech only on the Paiskin that say you only say it when you bench with a minion. So I guess a large family with 10 of the 10 men might be eating together, then they should say it. Right? Fine. I think most people never even heard of it. Next, a simon reish ches she'ovel aser b'malacha. This is already a tougher. I mean, it's not a hard thing to understand, but it's tougher the oval. Exactly what you define as ovels aser b'malacha by test above se'ifim. Fine, elu dvarim she'ovel aser b'hem kol shiva. These are the things that an ovel's aser to do, the whole shiva. B'malacha b'mechitza b'sicha nilas sandal tashrusha. Right, all those are aser. Aser likras b'tayra. Can't read Torah also b'sheila shalom. He can't say a lot of people also b'giyot, and he can't iron. But the spiders or haircuts of a chol mina simcha, anything that brings happiness. Also l'niach tefillin b'yom rishon, and he can't put tefillin on the first day. Beis malacha ketzad. How do you define malacha? Kol shloisha yom rishon also b'malacha. The first 3 days is also do malacha. Afilu hu ani hamisfarnas min tzedakah. Even if he's an ani who is taking tzedakah, right? And from the fourth day on, he doesn't have what to eat. And he does a betzina in his house. A woman could also do a betzina. The neighbor should be cursed that required her to do this. It's on them to be mashkiach on the ani, to take care of them. We call makosha can be me'avelim for sure. Meaning, first of all, they should be taking care of the ani that they don't have to work too hard. Makosha came when they're sitting shiva. Somebody should make sure that they're taken care of. Even to do malacha through others, even with a guy, if it's very important, and it can cause a loss, so the most common application of this is can somebody who has a business answer emails, because coworkers want to know what's going on. Is that called malacha? Is that not called malacha? Fine. Dalit. You can't do business either, which is not really malacha. If he has merchandise, if he doesn't sell it now, if he's just not gonna make money, then that doesn't count. But if he's actually gonna lose, he should make a and if there, there's what do you call it? Like yirids, how do you call it? Like the traveling sales and stuff that sell cheap items, and they're not going to be around. It's in a yirid, also like a fair. What? Like
market?
Flea markets, like that type of thing, yeah. And he heard a shmua kriva, meaning it's the flea market's there. It's gonna be there for another day, and then he finds out that a relative died. Then he could ask other people to buy him the stuff.
What's the point
what?
That he shouldn't be preoccupied? His mind shouldn't be occupied.
Yes, correct.
Stuff?
Exactly. Yes.
Meaning, if he has right, other exactly. Like manager or whoever to run the business for him, then it's totally mutter.
Not totally mutter, but not totally mutter because it's only if
or
it's
online.
Mamish a loss.
Everything is online.
Right, so that type of thing. Yeah, it's very good. Hey, mutter lavas beribisayde acherim laakum, sheregilim lilvois mimarim. Meaning, let's say a guy who you normally do business with says, hey, I need a loan. Right, and you say, well, do you have to lose out on the customer, right? And also, if somebody buys things from you, and he's your steady customer, who hadin limkar schayru lergilim, that's like people that sell merchandise that your regular customer. Why shalay yergilu satzim etzolchem? Because it's very, as anybody in business knows, once they go to a different company, it's very hard to get them back. Right, to retain a customer is considered a priority. That's why when you call up companies and you say, like cell phone companies, okay, I'm switching carriers, they'll drop the prices a lot for you. A lot of times they will because they don't want you to leave. Very hard to get new customers. You want to make sure you don't lose the old. You're allowed to go send somebody to do debt collection that if you're afraid that if you don't send it now, it's going to be iskalkul. Any right, whatever reason you'd be able to write on Chol HaMoed, it's most also for an oval. If you can't have somebody else write, so for the Chol HaMoed, we hold that writing on a screen is okay, right? So therefore, it's really fine, right? And what do you say we're going to another one?
Through tests,
okay. Ches oval shesadeu biyad acherim barisus. If an oval has his field and somebody he has sharecroppers, they're paying him a third or a quarter, whatever the deal is of a chakirus, which is contracted. Shenaisen makabel lebal asada schum katzav beperis asada. He gives him a set amount. Yeah, whatever the thing is, he's basically giving his field to other people and he's taking percentages. All right. He gives him money to rent the field. They can do their regular work. And if you have a hotel, let's say, or car rental, and goyim are renting things from you, you don't have to stop it. Is for this sake, so they don't have to take a loss because this guy's sitting shiva. But let's say he has an hourly worker or a daily worker. It's also even if the sod is in a different city. Since this avodah is the teilas of the avol, the hibah for hesia, and it is in public. Test the ma'avol who aris besada shall acher. Let's say the avol is an aris in somebody else's field. Also leilavid by beatzmai, he can't do the work. Avol aydei acherim mutter, but through others he can. Shem de'ein zayis nikres melechas avol. That's not called melechas avol. Ela melechas balasada. Right. This is a very and he's hired by somebody else. Right, so he really owes the guy the work. So what he can do is he can get a substitute. Right, that's not called malacha of the oval. It's malacha of the baal. If there's other things that the oval has to do, right? Let's say he's a cleaner, he's a dry cleaner, so he took on himself to dry clean. Then that he can't do even through others, because he's getting paid. He's getting paid to do the work. So let somebody else do the work and finish. But if it's something that's going to be a loss to him, then he could do it with others. But like with all these things, each case is mamish different. Each situation is different, and you got to ask a shayla exactly what to do with all these things. Okay, we will stop there. Everybody should have a good 12, a good year, and a fine night.